For me, students right away, they see it, right? It makes no sense to them that, you know, getting in-school detention for being tardy, it makes no sense to them, right? So they totally get it, you know? I think they become a little bit more hesitant when they're talking about interpersonal conflict. You know, just they're not able to see it. In the same way that I think that all of us, when we first talk about sitting in a piece of group, something that we're really pissed off at, can't see it, you know?
Yeah.
But when we talk about, you know, on a school level, like policy change, they totally get it. You know, they know people who've gotten suspended, or they themselves have gotten suspended for things that they thought were ridiculous, and it makes total sense to them. Mm-hmm. Through peer jury, usually you see like lower level, you know, kind of tier. And so we've dealt with students who are definitely very angry at each other. And so so making sure that our values are in place, that they need to respect the talking piece and all those kind of things is really, really important. But we never start off just with the conflict at hand.
Okay.
So it's not just like right away, why are you here? Why do you hate her? We kind of throw them off by asking about who they are and who inspires them to be better. You know, spending some time making, you know, a creative name tag and eating some fruit that we brought, or, you know, and so kind of throwing it off a little bit, you know,
yeah.
Just kind of relaxing the mood. And having talked to them beforehand so that they understand what they're coming to, mm-hmm. and that they're volunteering to come to it,
mm-hmm.
And that they're willing to listen to the other side. So you should never be unwilling participants. And so you talk to them, what is a peace circle ahead of time, or what is peer jury ahead of time, so mm-hmm. that they understand that it is to get to some kind of reparation of the harm that was done between them, mm-hmm. you know? And so, at the very least, people need to listen to each other, both sides, and in every conflict, it's a miscommunication, it's a misunderstanding. One person thought that somebody meant this when they said that, or, you know, or they didn't say that, you know, and so just being able to hear that is really important. Sometimes you may find that you can't bring people together, that things are too raw, too hurtful, too painful, and so you can also have people, you know, circle with one party and have the written, kind of a written statement provided by the other person.
Mm.
But I also have heard, I've not been a part of cases like this, but it makes total sense to me, where there was this one case when there were two groups of girls, like, really, really fighting, and they got suspended. Like, it was a matter of safety. The people weren't in the building for a few days together, and so they all got suspended. But before they were able to come back to school, the administrator called Oren Sheeran and said we want to circle with these young women, and so beforehand talking to other girls and the parents as well, and then bringing them together again and not going into the conflict right away, doing some icebreakers and then getting to what's at the root of the conflict. And in this particular case, did Cheryl, this circle, they found out that two of the girls had the same young man was the father of both of their babies, mm. and the moms didn't even know that.
Mm.
So they were able to work out towards the end, even just like getting to know the two siblings, to get to know one another, you know.
Yeah.
So that's another way too, just kind of making it as a way to help them reintegrate into the school community after violence has occurred,
mm-hmm.
or after violence has occurred also within the whole rest of the school community is affected. If something happened, you know, there was a big fight in the school, or somebody was, you know, hurt or shot or killed, you know, mm-hmm. having circles for healing as well. The work that I've been doing is sort of, I call it like cultural organizing, where it's not necessarily always policy change, but mm-hmm. it's a change in between helping people understand what's possible for the relationships to one another. And so the biggest, one of the biggest things that we've seen is that freshmen, because voice programs, there's retreats that voice students do, we're in classrooms, all of the freshman classrooms, and everybody sits in a peace circle. All the freshman English classrooms, we work on service learning projects with the teachers, and so everybody sits in a peace circle. That one, everybody knows what a peace circle is, and that it's a way to have hard discussions, and that they can have hard discussions. Second, the idea of safe space, that we need, before we start anything, we really talk about what is it, a safe space? Like, how are we going to create a space where everybody in this classroom feels that they can participate? And so you'll hear people still in their classrooms or in the hallways even saying, like, safe space, when they feel that somebody said something that was offensive or really mean or just, you know, mm-hmm. uncalled for. Mm-hmm. People will just say safe space. So it's become, you know, part of the lingo. It's not perfect. You know what I mean? People are completely still unsafe with one another. But what I say is that I think for the first time, a lot of young people realize that they have the right to ask to not be disrespected, that they have that right. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, violence has been so normalized, and violence is not just me beating you up. It's the way I talk to you. It's the attitude that I have. And so for us to sit there for an hour or two class periods talking about what is respect going to look like between us, because it's not normal to be disrespectful to each other, and we're not going to move forward on this project until people learn to say that. We all know what respect means, but how are we going to live it out with one another? I think it's the first time sometimes that people are given permission to say, this is what I need. I don't want to be treated that way. And I think that's powerful, and I think that's something that people can take with them in different aspects of their lives, into their personal relationships and other groups that they're a part of. That, yeah, there should be some kind of way that, you know, that we treat each other, you know, uplift how we treat each other.